The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We have with us Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO, anything else, of Be Dry Systems of Northeast PA. How are you?
I am doing great.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're no stranger to our program. You were here a couple years ago. Maybe it was a few years ago. I don't recall exactly when, but some time ago you were here, and we were happy to have you back.
Well, thanks for bringing me back.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we review numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, if you have any questions, you can email them to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if there's a topic you'd like to hear, if you have a business you think you might want to be on, send us an email and we'll talk. Our phone number is 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live Webcam tab and click on that. You can look at the construction at Dunmore Corners that's been going on forever.
And in a few weeks, you can look at the weather.
I can't say that word.
Okay, let's say months, but we're supposedly in for it, according to the Farmer's Almanac, but let's not think about that. View our listings, search the list, our listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is mobile-friendly. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of Be Dry System of Northeast PA. Please tell me about you, yourself, and your company, where you're located, and the areas you serve.
We're located in Springbrook Township. It's a little suburb off of Moscow. They call it North Pocono area. And we've been doing B-Dry for the last 36 years. We cover all of Northeast PA, the Pocono Mountains, Wilkes-Barre, Hazleton, up into the Tunkhannock area, and out into central PA.
You even go to places in New York, correct?
We do. We own Be Dry System of Broome County, New York, Binghamton area.
Okay. So you've been doing it 36 years?
36 years.
Wow. Are all waterproofing systems Be Dry systems?
No, there's a lot of choices out there, just like with anything else a consumer wants to buy. It's
people use Be Dry, though, when they're talking about a system in a basement. They typically use that Be Dry name, but you have to be careful because it's not always a Be Dry system.
Yeah, a lot of companies will install what they call a French drain. It's a French drain can be installed inside the house or outside. And they're basically, you know, a drainage pipe with gravel. And that's about as close as the comparison gets to what B-Dry actually does. We have a integrated system between drainage and wall sealers and foundation repair to make sure we take care of the whole problem.
Okay. You know, we're in a climate that Northeast PA, it's typically a very wet area, and I think we're above our usual average rainfall this year, correct?
We are. I think the last time I was here, we had an abundant snow melt.
Okay.
And the waterproofing business was quite busy.
Booming,
then.
Yes.
And now this year, I think the Scranton Times has us maybe 7 or 8 inches above our normal rainfall for the year. So that's, we're about 50% higher than normal so far this year.
And New York is even higher in some areas.
New York is double right now. They're double their normal rainfall for this point of the year.
So that means busy times for you.
Busy times, wet basements, and panic homeowners.
Right. Now, is there ever a way to completely remove moisture, water from infiltrating a basement?
Well, we'll get that's a really good question, because we'll get a lot of calls where a homeowner, their tools are getting rusty or it smells damp in the basement, but they've never actually had any water on the floor. And there are many times a humidity problem, just because the basement is lower than ground level. The sun doesn't hit the outside of the basement walls like it does upstairs above ground. And because it's colder, the warm, humid air will shrink as it gets in to that colder basement area, and you'll get a high humidity as a result. And that's what makes your tools go rusty, and it makes your basement smell. A lot of basements, too, will have both. They'll have water leakage where you're seeing the actual puddles or you're stepping on wet carpeting. And also, you know, that may only happen once a year or twice a year, but the basement may be damp year-round. So you need a fix for both water leakage and humidity. So the answer is no, you can't permanently stop both of those things, because they're just a force of nature.
Okay. So there's no certain foundation that one can pour or build that would
be completely waterproof. It'd have to be like tight as a ship's hull for that to happen, right? And then you're
creating other problems.
Right, then you get hydrostatic pressure, right? It can create all kinds of... I used to live on the beach down in New York, and there was this guy. He was a fanatic about water in his basement. He sealed his basement. He was in the Navy. He was kind of uptight. He sealed that basement so tight that there was a flood came up, you know, and we were right on the beach, and the water came up, and his floor actually buckled up from the hydrostatic pressure. He had it sealed too tight.
Right. That's that's exactly right, Pat. The they actually make foundations today precast in factories, where they bring them in on the back of a truck and they bolt them together with waterproof gaskets and such. And that's great, except that you have to drill holes for pipes to come through into the basement, and you need your sewers to go out underneath the floor, and all those things make it susceptible to leakage. And like your friend, once that water table got higher than the basement floor, it created pressure, and that's the word you used earlier, hydrostatic pressure.
That water pressure, you can't stop it. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, in this area, a lot of times there are people, when they're looking for a home, one of their requirements to find their perfect home is that it cannot have any kind of moisture or water problem. So I don't know that this is the region that they may want to buy in, because I don't know that it could be totally eliminated or stopped.
Right. And your experience is the same as ours. We find that a lot of times people will move out of a house because they're tired of the water problem. And a lot of times they'll assume, if I build a brand new home, there'll be
no
water.
I'll do it different and there won't be any water.
Yeah, but it's not, you know, everybody wants to blame their builder, but it's, you know, the reality is, foundations expand and contract because you go from heating season to cooling season, from summer to winter, year after year. And that expansion and contraction is what's going to allow the water a place to come in. And you combine that with northeastern Pennsylvania, which is predominantly clay soil. The water really has nowhere to go once it seeps in the ground, and until that water can permeate into the soil, it creates a temporary high water table, which creates the pressure Pat explained just a short time ago. And those two things combined with each other, the basement's going to leak.
So, you know, when you have a basement that's musty and humid, you could run a dehumidifier, and you don't have to install a B-Dry system.
That's true. When part of our process, when a customer calls us to come out and they want us to evaluate the basement, one of the first questions we'll ask them is, where do you see the water leaking in? And if they don't actually see it leaking in, or they've never had any volume of water, and by volume I mean a puddle, water is going to leak in, it's going to come in at least a stream or a puddle, something that you step in and your socks get
wet. I'm very familiar with this. Yep. Okay.
So, you know, we look for both. We try to determine, you know, do they just need to get a dehumidifier from Sears to solve the mustiness problem, or do they need a more comprehensive solution where they're taking care of the hydrostatic pressure, the drainage, sealing the walls, and dehumidification?
We have an old home. It's over 100 years old. And the basement was always damp and musty. And during a heavy rain, the previous owners, they have a concrete floor. They cut out a nice drain for the water to channel, and it would go, and it would go
French
away.
Drain, yeah.
A nice French drain, yes. They took a lot of time, whoever did it. But what we did in our basement to get rid of the mustiness was we put a can fan down there to circulate the air, because running a dehumidifier constantly can get very, very expensive.
Yeah, well, what you're talking about there, Pat, is called convection. The warm air rises and cold air is heavier, so it naturally settles. By running a fan, you're circulating the warm air with the cooler air, and you're lessening the effect of the clash between warm air and cold surfaces. So that is somewhat helpful.
And I got rid of that. And we were getting fresh air in the basement, I mean, because I'm allergic to mold.
Right.
And that really bothers me. So with the fresh air constantly going and reducing the humidity, it seems like we still get a river when it rains. But
right.
I think that goes with the territory with having a very old home. See, but you could fix that.
That's right.
Right. Okay. Well, when I think of dehumidifiers running all the time, I also think of, you know, sometimes fire hazard, because if you're not home for long periods of time, or, you know, their maintenance, and I don't need anything more to do on my to-do list is be checking that every day, a couple times
right.
a day.
Yeah, that's a common thing, you know, but the dehumidifier actually makes your house safer from a fire standpoint, because you have to worry when the humidity gets real high and you get condensation occurring on your electrical components.
Sure.
Inside the electrical outlets, you have to worry about arcing. That's where the ground and the electric, through the humidity, the hot wire and the cold wire, they want to connect through the humidity in the air. You'll get what's called electrical arcing. By drying out those circuits better with the use of a dehumidifier, you're actually making the house safer. And, you know, the thing I like to say to homeowners when you leave, you know, you're afraid to leave your dehumidifier plugged in or your toaster plugged in, but you always leave your refrigerator
right.
plugged in. So
and it's the same thing, right? Isn't a dehumidifier the same thing? It's a refrigerator.
That's exactly right. So it is actually better for your home.
Excellent point. Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of B-Dry Systems of Northeast PA. How does someone get in touch with you, please, Bob?
The easiest way is to type in b-dry.com on the internet, and you will see the B-Dry locations all over this area and all over the country. Or even if you spell it wrong, B-E-D-R-Y, you're still going to see us. It's the easiest way is to go on the internet and type in bdry.com.
Thank you, Bob. Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, we have a great deal on a three-family home at 113-115 South Rebecca Avenue in Scranton for only $79,000. This lovely building is in excellent condition, and it has a three-bedroom apartment and two one-bedroom apartments. This home has gorgeous hardwood floors, stained glass windows, replacement windows, and lots of natural woodwork. It also has a covered front porch. This home also has a nice, it's got a large two-car garage, and it's got plenty of off-street parking. This one won't last long. It really won't. I was looking at the price and the comps. This is a really nice home. That's a three-family home with hardwood floors and a two-car garage at 113-115 South Rebecca Avenue in Scranton for only $79,000, and that's listed by Karen Kashuba of our office.
Can I ask a question? You said you were looking at the price and the comps. What are the comps?
The comps are right. They're actually more than this home.
What?
Comparable sales.
Comparable sales. Comps are comparable sales. So
yes.
You feel, based on the comparable sales, that that price is right.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Good.
Absolutely.
I have with me Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single-family homes sold in the last 30 days. Median sales price for two bedrooms or less is $82,500. Median sales price for three bedrooms is $127,000. And median sales price for four bedrooms or more is $172,000. It's time for a short break. We'll be back in a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And good morning again.
Good morning again. We have with us Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO. Any other titles?
No, you're doing good, okay. Jackie.
Of B-Dry Systems of Northeast PA. And you are also owner of B-Dry Systems of Broome County.
Yes, Binghamton, okay. New York
area. Wow. So you go quite a distance.
We do. The rain falls in different patterns, and you have to cover a large footprint if all you're doing is waterproofing. Some years we're busy in the Poconos. Sometimes it's Wilkes-Barre. Sometimes it's Binghamton, New York. But when you have a lot of trained guys, you got to keep them busy.
Okay, so you go all the way up to Binghamton. You've been doing it 36 years.
That's right. Yes.
Correct. Okay. Yes. And you're based out of Moscow.
Moscow area.
Okay, yes. Great. So, you know, first half of the show, we were talking about B-Dry systems and even running dehumidifiers, which you find to be a very effective way to reduce humidity in the basement and mildew and that musty odor. And what mistakes do you find people make when running dehumidifiers?
People don't want to run up their electric bill, and that seems to be their main resistance to running a dehumidifier. But a lot of times people do what's called the wrong way.
Okay, tell
just,
me about
just
that.
Just like in January, you wouldn't run your heat with your windows open to get some fresh air because you know what your heating bill would be like at the end of the month. And a lot of people have the misconception that opening the windows of the basement to let in some fresh air is a good thing. And the reason it's not is because the basement is cooler. It actually draws that outside humidity into the basement. And at that time, you're trying to run a dehumidifier, which is trying to remove that humidity. It's like a dog trying to catch his tail. So what we tell homeowners, keep the basement windows closed all year round. Upstairs on nice days, open your windows, let the fresh air in. But because that basement is cooler, if you want to have a cheaper electric bill, keep your windows closed so it dehumidifies that contained amount of air. And once the humidity is gone, the dehumidifier is not going to run until you open your doors or your windows and let more humidity in. So if you want a cheaper electric bill, keep the windows to the basement closed.
Yeah, because the newer dehumidifiers are not like the old ones. There's one at my father's house, and it's a new one. It's probably 2 or 3 years old, and you set it to what humidity level you want the basement to be. And then when it reaches that level, it cuts off. It's not like the old ones.
Right. It's got a humidistat built into it. And, you know, just like opening your windows and running a dehumidifier is just like putting a heater and an air conditioner in the same room and let them fight it out.
Now, in the first half of the show, we talked about how it's really impossible to totally eliminate moisture or water in the basement. But a B-dry system is very effective in reducing and minimizing water infiltration.
It is, because just like Pat mentioned earlier, the water pressure, once you eliminate that water pressure from drainage, you're allowing the water underneath the floor to drain down to a lower area. The water-laden soil becomes infiltrated with air rather than water, and it actually becomes a insulator rather than a conductor of moisture and a conductor of cold. So keeping the putting the B-dry drainage system in will make the basement warmer. It will make it drier, less damp, and less humidity for your dehumidifier to handle. So it's a comprehensive solution. You want to drain the water and also affect the humidity problem with good dehumidification.
Well, there's just so many problems. And, you know, when we think of water in basements or any part of the house, we think of, you know, naturally mold. So we certainly don't want to see that happen. But there's so many other issues that can occur in a basement. You mentioned the first half of the show, you know, you start to see the signs that moisture might be getting the best of you when your appliances or your tools or anything you leave in the basement that's metal is getting rusty. Sometimes people have insulation, fiberglass insulation in the walls that gets wet. It's no longer effective.
Right. Yeah. So you know, when you have water, you have visible signs that water is actually coming in. And again, that's puddles and streams. You do want to take care of that through drainage and sealing to get rid of the water. Because if you don't get rid of the water, your dehumidification efforts are they're faulted, because you have evaporation of that water into the air, which makes the air damper. So it's a process where you do one thing before the other. One, get rid of the water so that you're eliminating evaporation into the air. And then second of all, you run dehumidification, which makes the air so dry that mold cannot survive. And that's the answer to your mold. Take away the environment or the fuel out of the fire that allows that mold to grow.
You're the expert. So, you know, you find the source of the water and you stop it from coming in. So then you install a system, B-dry system, and that would be the effective way to deal with water infiltration and water problems in the basement. But what other things do people do to avoid maybe putting in a B-dry system and they're going to take matters into their own hands, that some other method that would fail?
Yeah, well, they don't all fail. You know, prevention is very important. If you have, every time it rains, you know, when you walk out your front door, you've got a great big puddle next to your house you have to step through to get out to your car, to get across your sidewalks. You have a grading issue. Your yard is pitched toward the house, and you're allowing water to collect along the house. In that case, you want to get a landscaper involved to recontour your surface of your yard so that, you know, the groundwater just naturally runs away from your house. And then you want to look at two things like rain gutters. If you're going to spend a lot of money on waterproofing and dehumidification, but you're taking all that roof water and dumping it right next to your house without extending your gutters farther away, you're actually adding to your problem. So things homeowners can do is prevention-wise, get your rain gutters extended out away from the house. If you're having a surface water problem where the water is running directly at your house, before you get involved in waterproofing efforts, the first thing you want to do is contact a good landscaper to look at, is there a way to divert the surface water to try to minimize what's available to leak into the basement?
Good advice. And there's so many houses that don't have rain gutters. And that water is just pouring right in.
Right next to the house. The gutter comes right down and it goes right into the ground right next to the house.
And what you got to realize is, you know, when they built that house originally, the hole that the foundation was built in is quite a bit bigger than the foundation itself, and they ended up backfilling with loose soil. So that ground is always going to be looser, and if you have a source of water, like, you know, coming off your roof, just dumping water into that loose ground next to your foundation, it's going to seep in down to floor level quite quickly. 1 inch of rain on an acre of ground is 27,000 gallons of water. So you can imagine how much water coming off that roof, just dumping right next to your foundation, combined with the water seeping into the yard and everything else. Unless you divert that rainwater from the roof away, you're actually fighting an uphill battle.
Right. So a be dry system, and how could it really be as effective as it should be under those circumstances?
Well, we look at, again, when we get called out to look at a basement, you know, we'll look inside the basement, we'll look outside, we'll look at the rain gutters, we'll look at the slope of their land, we'll look at do they have underground windows that might be leaking. We look for all the Achilles heels. And we try to, you know, like I said, the first step is we like prevention is very good, to give the homeowner good preventive advice with their rain gutters and grading of their land and et cetera. But some homes, you know, they've done it all. They've tried everything they can. They got their rain gutters pitched away, their ground pitched away from the house. They got their rain gutters set up and they're still getting water. And that's where they really need Be Dry.
That's exactly it. Bob Clark, owner, president, CEO of Be Dry Systems of Northeast PA. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Best way to find us is go on the internet and type in bdry.com, bdry.com.
And they can find you.
And they will find us.
Okay. Would you come back next week so we could talk more about these types of topics?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you, Bob. Pat?
Yes. Are you tired of living in the city with neighbors on top of you?
Yes. Oh, that wasn't a question for me.
Well,
that was a question for our listeners?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Excuse me. I didn't mean to interrupt.
I am, too. If you are, check out this brick ranch with 3 bedrooms and 2 baths at 300 Laurel Drive in Jefferson Township for only $139,000. This home has 150 foot of road frontage, a 2-car garage, and a cedar closet. This home has a newer roof and a beautiful sunroom that would be perfect place to put a hot tub and enjoy the tranquility. That's a 3-bedroom ranch-style home with a 2-car garage at 300 Laurel Drive in Jefferson Township for $139,000.
My word of the day, my favorite word today, tranquility.
Tranquility, yeah.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. It's not going to happen. Okay, I have... Again.
Statistics.
I do. Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single family homes for the last 30 days. I know you love statistics.
I do.
And here's some more for you. How did people pay for their homes the last 30 days, their single family home? 27.5%?
Cash.
Cash. Right. Conventional. That's the type of mortgage Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, 46.5% used a conventional type of mortgage, 16% opted for a Federal Housing Administration, that's the FHA type of mortgage.
Boy, those numbers have changed over the years.
Yes,
huh?
They have. 2% used PHFA, 5.5%, I like to see this number because it's increased, Veterans Administration, the VA type of mortgage. That's good.
That's very good.
We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. And during the week, visit jready.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Have a great week.